This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'll explain that somewhat cryptic open in a second, but we will begin today with a very brief, I promise, spin through the minutes of the Federal Reserve's December meeting, which were released today. In a nutshell, some of the members of the Federal Open Market Committee said, yeah, interest rates are good where they are. Some of them said, yeah, we might have to keep them where they are for a while. Ain't nobody said, yeah, let's cut. Mentioned 15 times in the 10 pages of minutes, by the by, the phrase labor market, an indication one can fairly assume of the keen eye that the central bank is keeping on it. This is, as it happens, a big week in jobs. The December unemployment report comes Friday morning. Today, it was the November jolt, the job opening and labor turnover survey. Job openings and new hires both dropped a smidge. So did layoffs and quits, however. And that's of a piece with the way the job market's been going, slowly cooling, but still pretty warm. The Bureau of Labor Statistics describes the trend in this report, and it did describe it the way through much of the back half of 2023 with the phrase, little changed. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino translates.
The phrase is basically BLS speak for not a whole lot to see here, which was often the case with the JOLTS report before the pandemic.
JOLTS is boring again, and I think that's broadly a good thing.
Nick Bunker is an economist at Jobsite Indeed, and he's a bit of a JOLTS hipster. He was into it before it was cool. His wife even gave him a JOLTS-themed Christmas present, a vintage-looking pennant banner that says JOLTS, like a beloved sports team.
It became a bit of a shtick that I just was very excited about this under-the-radar data series.
But it's been on the radar since the pandemic jolted layoffs, job openings, and quits.
More people jumped on the JOLTS bandwagon. It was very much like having a favorite song by a less well-known artist, and all of a sudden then people start playing it on the radio.
People like Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
The job openings number has been JOLTS has been quite volatile.
About a year ago, when Powell mentioned the report at a press conference, there were almost 2 open jobs for every available worker, according to Mark Hamrick at Bankrate. But now,
what we're seeing with a lot of the data is moderation, and I would dare add the word normalization.
The open jobs to worker ratio is near pre-pandemic levels, and hiring and quits have dropped below that mark, says Julia Pollack, chief economist at jobsite ZipRecruiter.
I think that the JOLTS report's moment in the spotlight is over. It is no longer going to be a market-moving report going forward.
So Nick Bunker at Indeed might have that bandwagon back to himself. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.